1 Chronicles chapter 12. Now these are those who came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself close because of Saul the son of Kish. And they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows, and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brothers of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shema the Gibeathite, and Jeziel, and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth. And Barakah, and Jehu the Antothite. And Izamiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30, and over the 30, and Jeremiah, and Jehazel, and Johanan, and Josabad the Gederathite. Eluzai, and Jeremoth, and Beliah, and Shemariah, and Shephatiah the Harufite, Elkanah, and Josiah, and Azariel, and Jozer, and Jashobim, the Korites, and Jola, and Zebediah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. And of the Gadites there separated themselves to David into the stronghold to the wilderness men of might, and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the deer upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Atai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the host army. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are those who went over the Jordan River in the first month Nisan, March-April, when it had overflowed all its banks. And they put to flight all those of the valleys, both towards the east, and towards the west. And there came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold to David. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart shall be knit to you, but if you have come to betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers looks on, and rebukes it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, We are yours, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse. Peace, peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, because your God helps you. Then David received them, and made them captains of the band. And some of Manasseh fell to David, when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they did not help them. Because the lords of the Philistines upon advisement sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Saul to the jeopardy of our own heads. As he went to Ziklag, some of Manasseh fell to him, Adnah, and Josabad, and Jediel, and Michael, and Josabad, and Elihu, and Zilthai, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the robbers. Because they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host army. Because at that time day by day there came to David to help him, until there was a great host. Army. Like the host. Army. Of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord Jehovah. The children of Judah who carried shield and spear were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valor for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700. And Zadok, a young man mighty of valor, and of his father's house 22 captains. And of the children of Benjamin, the relatives of Saul, 3,000. Because the greatest part of them had kept the ward of the house of Saul. And of the children of Ephraim 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous throughout the house of their fathers. And of the half-tribe of Manasseh 18,000, which were expressed by name, to come and make David king. And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200. And all their brothers were at their commandment. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. They were not of double heart. And of Naphtali 1,000 captains, and with them with shield and spear 37,000. And of the Danites expert in war 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the other side of Jordan, of the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and of the half-tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these men of war, that could keep rank, came with a perfect heart to Hebron, to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, because their brothers had prepared for them. Furthermore, those who were near them, even to Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, brought bread on donkeys, and on camels, and on mules, and on oxen, and meat, meal, cakes of figs, and bunches of raisins, and wine, and oil, and oxen, and sheep abundantly, because there was joy in Israel.